Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. Please.
Please.
To support our podcast.
Please subscribe.
Please subscribe and click the bottom buttons below.
Hit the subscribe and then notifications so you know when we post. But when do we post, Bob?
Every time.
We post, well, only once a week. What day? What day do we post?
Monday.
Mondays.
But click the bottom part of
subscribe.
Below.
Also, comment on podcast
comment
Apple
and,
Podcasts.
And join the Patreon.
Leave a review. We're doing this. We're doing this because George asked us to.
Is it Patreon?
No, we don't have a Patreon. Please subscribe.
Do it.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Welcome back to the Double Black Play Jam. I'm here with Rudy and Bobby Lee.
Rudy didn't talk at all last episode. Huh?
Yeah, you know why? Because you brought in a dog and she had to control the dog who was whining. The poor pup was whining and crying the whole time.
I know. We have the whole house right now is
dogs?
Animal farm. It's an animal farm. It's driving me crazy.
Are you how many
barking, 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 barking?
How many are you fostering?
You
six?
Right now look very Mormon. Your hair, very Christian, very religious.
Me?
I don't like it.
I really?
Yeah, your hair. I don't like it.
It looks too.
You look so like you know. Knock, knock, knock. Yeah. Would you like to hear about Jehovah?
Can I tell you about Jesus Christ?
And I don't like it.
Can I tell you about Jesus?
Tell me about him.
He's the Savior.
I know he is.
Let me tell you what he did for you.
What? You know what? Can I say something about that?
Hmm.
Is no one's ever tried to save me.
Well, you're unsavable.
Why is that? I've walked through malls.
People look at you and they go, can't save that guy. There's no way to save you. You've got to, I can't be saved.
No. I want to be, try.
They're not going to.
I want to be saved. I have a soul.
Mm.
Save me, baby.
Look, you've already saved yourself.
No, but I, what?
You went to rehab. You already saved yourself.
No, but I just
and they can smell that on you.
Strangers look at me like, if I'm like, one time I was in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And there was a man handing out pamphlets and you know little pamphlets right and I was walking by him. People were getting pamphlets from him about the Lord Jesus, and I stuck my hand out and he didn't do nothing. No pamphlet.
He was not gonna help with you.
Why?
I don't know. That's like the guys in Vegas, the Mexican guys that hit the hooker cards, you know?
Yeah.
Go, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on.
I never get them from them. They think I'm not.
Or like Star Maps people.
Oh, yeah.
The Star Maps people, they never try to get me a map.
Do you know how fun this would be if me and you pretended to know Star Maps? We should do a fake Star Maps when Pandy's over and take people to houses that aren't real.
Can I say something? Why would I care where Marlon Brando lives?
Dude, you've lived in Southern California your whole life, right?
But who cares about where Marlon Brando
lives? I'm explaining.
And then you drive by his house and go, oh, there he is.
People
he's probably sleeping.
People take
the cemetery.
What'd he say?
Why'd you say you fucking
what did you
goon?
Say?
You fucking European goon. Shut your fucking mouth.
What did he say? The cemetery?
I don't know. The cemetery.
He's dead. Marlon Brando?
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
Yeah.
One of the greatest actors of our generation. You know who I found out? I was watching Coming to America tonight.
The part two?
Part one.
Oh.
No, the original.
Oh.
But some of the jokes are so bad. You're like, ugh, some of this is not funny. It's so funny because some of it's really funny and some of it's just not funny.
Sexual chocolate's funny.
It's hilarious.
Sexual chocolate was
but then
funny.
When they go looking for girls at the beginning, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
You're just like, because the one girl's like lighting her hand on fire and she's like, you know, I'm possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
And they're like, next. And you're like, what? Some of it's not, Some of it, when Eddie's doing the characters, it's the best. Yeah. The whole movie should have been him interacting with himself all the time.
Right.
Like every stranger should have been an Eddie Murphy character.
It's also funny that movie, there's one guy that didn't have a very big scene. And at the time, he didn't know that he'd be a bigger star than all of them.
Arsenio Hall.
No.
No. Who?
Samuel Jackson.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Because he played the crack addict in the...
He's a crackhead. Yeah.
At the McDonald's or something?
McDowell's.
McDowell's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He goes crazy, right?
Yes.
And he probably at the time, right? God damn, I got fucking...
Again.
12 lines again.
Again? Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, like, he owns the world.
Well, it's the same thing with Chris Rock in that movie...
Oh, that was great. When he played the crack addict?
Yeah. Why can't I think of the movie?
What movie was that? He was pretty good in that.
When he goes, I got changed for 100.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
His lips were all, I remember watching it.
He's like all ashy and white. Yeah, and cracked out.
Yeah.
Because the guy goes, how much for just one rib?
Yeah.
And he goes, got changed for 100. And he's like, what a bottom muscle.
So you grew up watching black films, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I was going to say, I was watching the movie, and James Earl Jones, you know, who plays his father, King Kofi Kanan, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I was like, is he still alive? And I bet my old lady cash. Do you think he's still alive or not? Yes or no?
Oh, he's still alive.
Well, you're taking.
Wait.
I'm not going to tell you until everybody answers what they think.
Wait. So what part is it again? I wasn't listening.
What?
I wasn't listening.
Is James Earl Jones? We made a bet if James Earl Jones was still alive.
James Earl Jones is alive.
So you think so or you know so?
To me, he is.
Okay. Do you think he's still alive or he's dead?
She doesn't know who he is.
I know. That's the best part.
He's dead.
Okay, great. What do you think, George? Dad, what do you think, Andres?
He's alive.
He is alive.
I know he's alive.
Andres, get off your phone! He's
cheating. Do you know why I know he's alive?
Because you just worked with him recently.
No, that's not... What?
Yes.
I would never work with him.
Really?
Yeah.
You would never work with James Earl Jones?
No, they would never put me in anything with him in
it. That's the right way to say it.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, you said it
the wrong way.
Yeah.
It came out weird.
You said I would never
work... I'm such a huge James Earl Jones. You know what else movie he was in that no one's not even aware of?
Well, he's the voice of Lion King. He's the voice of the father in Lion King.
I understand that he's also Darth Vader.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. Everybody knows that.
But here's another thing that he was that people don't know.
What?
He was in the movie Doctor Strangelove.
As what?
He was in the airplane in the beginning of the movie. Like, he was one of, like...
The pilots?
You know, he was one of the guys in the pilot. Yeah.
He was?
Yeah. Here's another thing that...
I have to try to look it up.
Another thing that people don't know.
Huh. Go ahead. Keep talking. I want to
People don't realize that Lawrence Fishburne was in Apocalypse Now.
No, I think people do know that.
Okay.
I think people do know that.
No.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Doctor Strangelove. Wow. Well, it came up so fast. Oh, right.
Well, no, don't go right all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Right. I said he was the pilot. Look at this. Look at this guy. That's Rick Glassman.
Rick Glassman. A better Rick Glassman.
Yeah. Here we go. Hold on. Music. We probably can't, huh?
One of the funniest movies ever made, I think.
Dr. Strangelove?
Yeah. I laughed so hard in this movie.
Look at how bad that plane CGI is.
He'll come up in a second.
Which one is he?
He's not the white guy, obviously, you fuck.
What do you mean he's not white?
I'm flying.
He has one line. There he is.
That was it.
That was him. So now...
He was a pilot. I said he was one of the pilots.
That's how little he is in the movie.
Yeah.
And I still watching it, you know, went, there's James Earl Jones.
He's so talented.
He's everything.
Yes, of course I watch black films. Did you watch all the black films when you
Imagine
were a kid?
Imagine what he sounds like when he comes.
When you're making love?
When he comes.
Oh, yeah.
What if when he comes, he goes, yeah. He gets real high.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dark side.
Dark side?
Yeah.
Welcome to the dark side.
You think he says that?
I don't know.
When he shoots? Anyway, look, I watched Curl Coming to America.
Yoda coming would be weird.
What would he say?
I don't know. You will be. I don't know what he would say, but
came I just?
Yeah, but he came I just? Yeah, but I think his cum would be like a little piece of seaweed would come out. I feel like
a little him comes out of his penis.
What do you mean, little?
Like
him?
a little baby Yoda.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A little Yoda comes
but
out,
but like
of
more liquid form.
Yeah, it's liquidy. More
yeah,
goopy
it's more
Yoda.
Goopy, yeah,
right.
Almost bodiless, but you could see the little you know,
boneless, eyes. Boneless, yeah.
Oh, boneless, my
bad. Boneless Yoda.
My bad.
You're boneless.
Yeah, it's late, and I sometimes don't know what I'm saying.
Do you like boneless wings, or do you like bone-in wings when you eat chicken wings?
Yeah, I don't like the bone. The reason why I don't like bone is because I don't eat it right. And Kalila and this fucking piece of shit right here.
Hey, be nice.
Hey.
It's a new year.
What did I get you for Christmas? The came.
The rug, anime rug.
Yeah, we heard the rug.
Yeah, I got your rug. Anyway, whenever I eat bone, the bone.
Right, bone wings. Wings with bone.
Well, anything with bone.
Like a bone.
I'm saying bone.
Bone?
Bone.
Ribs of bones?
Kalilo is go, yeah, you're white privilege, the way you eat that.
What does that even mean?
Because I don't eat like the cartilage and, you know what I mean?
You eat
right.
like a white
I don't
guy
eat
eats.
Part of the bone part, you know what I mean? Crunch on the fucking
I'm on your team.
Ligament.
I don't need to eat that.
It's like,
I'm not
I
a
ate
savage.
All the meat parts, you fucking animal.
Yeah, you animal savage.
She's like, yeah, you're not, you know, it's like when we eat fish with my mom.
She eats
the brain and the eyes and
why?
Stuff. Yeah, I just eat the body.
I eat the body.
Yeah.
But they do say the other stuff has the most protein and nutrients
I don't
give
in it. Fuck, bro.
Good call, dude.
You know, so
you
I,
eat all of it, don't you?
Yeah.
Savage.
Uh-huh, savage.
Savage.
Yeah, they eat, and then it's like this animal right here. Because every night I order Postmates.
Yeah, I know.
And sometimes I go to good places.
Or sometimes Grubhub.
All the time, Grubhub. Yeah.
So wait, no, dumb.
What is it?
DoorDash.
It was a joke, guys. Yeah. So what? You order food every night.
Right, so I'll go to like, I'll go, you know what, tonight I'll go to Morton's. Something like that.
Is that how often you get Morton's?
Every other week, maybe.
You like steak cold?
It's not that. It's just the idea that I can.
Money wise,
I just do.
Yeah.
You flex a little.
Yeah. On who? On Kalilah and Rudy?
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Do you ever? Does she ever pay for delivery?
No, but I'll always go. What do you want? She goes. Don't worry about it. I'll eat my own.
You'll eat your own what?
And I'll go. What will you eat? Leftovers. We have leftover food. Like something. Like we'll get like. 2 months ago, some Vietnamese guy will randomly come over.
He's not Vietnamese. Even...
Who's this guy?
Get this guy.
I think Kalilah's friend. He's white.
He's white?
Yeah, he seems Vietnamese.
You think he's Vietnamese?
Yeah, he'll come over and go, hey, he'll go and give us, this is a restaurant by my house. I bought you food. And I'll take two bites just to be courteous, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll just put it in the fridge. And then she'll eat it 2 months later, like an animal.
Not 2 months.
How long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks is fine. I think it's...
2 weeks?
Dude, I think food in the fridge can last
meat?
A couple of weeks. What kind of meat? It's cooked, right?
Yeah, it's like, no, not 2 weeks.
What kind of food is it?
A day or two.
What food is it?
Anything. Like,
she'll eat anything that's
They survive, dude.
They're
survivors.
Offering her...
Good food.
Like anything, you know what I mean?
And she won't
wants
it.
And she's like, no, I don't want it. And then like yesterday I asked her, she's like, I don't want it. I'm fine, I got my own. And then then I come downstairs. Mm-hmm. And she's like in the corner, you know, she eats like in a corner for some reason.
Covered up?
She just has this like hunchy thing. Mm-hmm. She has a hunchy thing, right? And she, you know, and she also sits on the chair like this.
Does she really?
Yeah, like a gargoyle. She's like a gargoyle. And she sits there like that. And she, so her, when you walk in the room, her back's turned. It's always dim light. Too.
Dude, you're a horror movie.
Yeah, it's like a dim light,
this
right?
It's a horror movie.
And she's like, eating something. I go, what the fuck is she eating, right? And I go, what are you eating? She goes, I got McDonald's. I go, but I, an hour ago, you know what I mean? I was going to order you something better.
Yeah, no, she got McDonald's.
She got her on her own. I don't think you like taking things from me.
Oh.
Like you think that I'm going to like hold it over you for some reason.
No.
If I'm going to order food for myself, I'll order for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Don't be like a fucking gargoyle.
I'm not.
What did you get from McDonald's?
A fried chicken burger, ice cream, and nuggets.
A fried chicken burger? You mean a chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
she's in school.
So you get a fried chicken sandwich, nuggets, and
ice cream.
What kind of ice cream?
The chocolate sundae.
Chocolate sundae.
They're pretty good.
No, they're so good.
I know.
McDonald's though, the breakfast, I can't give it up.
The Wendy's, was it the freeze? Was it that freeze?
Oh, the frosty. Forget about it.
Fuck me.
I'll eat it right now.
Suck it.
Suck it right now.
Suck it right
now. Oh, did you hear 101 Cafe closed down? Permanently, forever. Never coming back.
Good.
That, you know what's so funny?
What?
Everyone was being like sweet online. Like, oh man, I used to go hang out there all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we would go after shows.
Yeah.
But like, I was also like, it was the most expensive diner I ever went to. It was like $9 for eggs.
No, but you know what? You're right. I have good memories there.
Yeah, there's some memories
so
I've had.
So sad. Yeah, that's where I met David Cho.
Really?
Yeah, I was sitting there eating.
He was a cook there, huh?
No.
David Cho was cooking at 101 Cafe.
That's David Chang you're thinking of.
Same guy.
No. David Chang is the fucking chef. David Cho's the artist.
The artists are chefs.
I know. But did you get them confused?
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah. I just don't pay attention to Asians. And also I know, Asian and artist, that's an oxymoron.
Multi-million dollar artist.
There's a lot of Asians that are multi-millionaires.
David Cho, street artist.
Oh, I do know who this is.
Yeah, you do.
No, yeah, I do know who that
okay,
is.
Okay, anyway.
But David, I like David Chang better.
David Cho, I see this guy, and he's dressed like a warlock. Mm-hmm. And it's not Halloween. Mm-hmm. He's literally dressed like a warlock walking down in the 101 cafe late at night. And I can tell when they're Korean.
Well, you guys can smell each other, right? Isn't there like a – there's got to be something that gives you an indication.
So offensive. Everything what? You say.
No. I mean like you guys – internally. Like I know when there's another
– Like you think I smell like lychee fruit?
Mm.
No.
You have an internal thing that you vibrate.
I just have this pudgy kind of face that I
– Yeah, the look.
That I like. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I go – and he sat next to me.
Just sat right – oh, you were up at the singles.
He goes, yeah, I'm the artist. He goes, David Cho. I go, oh, yeah. And he goes – You're a comedian, right? Yeah. And then he goes, I have a podcast with Ase Akira, the porn star.
Porn star, yeah.
And so Kalila and I did it, and that's how we started Tiger Belly.
That was the beginning.
Yeah, because we were a regular on David Cho's podcast, and then it was called DVD ASA. And they one day just decided not to do it anymore, and then me and Kalila went, let's just start our own.
How long did – yeah, you
– And we grabbed a little bit of their audience.
Because, well, that makes sense because it was a Korean and a porn star, and you're a Korean and Kalila's a porn star. I understand that. That transition makes sense. You picked up where they left off.
When you attack my family.
Shut up.
Don't roll your eyes. And the way you roll your eyes is so fucking – it's so like 80s drama. I can't even do what you do. You roll both of them up and I can't even do it. It's like, you know, it's
your eyes
so
don't go
80s
that
drama.
High. Your eyes don't go up that
no,
high.
No, it's just dumb.
This is white privilege.
Because it's so obvious you're
stuck. This is white privilege. Mm.
Yeah, I hate it.
That's wild that David Cho had a podcast with. How long did they do it for?
They did a lot.
Why Asa Akira, I wonder?
Because they're friends.
Does she still do porn?
She did some, I think. But she has a kid now and she lives in a different state.
You know who? There was a comic that dated a porn star. I don't want to say her name. And she stopped doing porn for a long time. And I just saw online, you know, when your Twitter's like suggestions of people that you're friends with,
Yeah.
And it suggested her again, and she's doing porn again. I really am always interested in why they go back. Because once you quit, don't you think you got to get out? Like, that's kind of like, you don't go back into the arena. I feel like once you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
Once you quit porn, it'd be hard to be like, I want to come back.
There was a comic named Thomas Ward.
Thomas Ward?
You never knew him. No. This is before your time.
Yeah.
And I did open mics with Thomas.
Right.
And then, he looked just like Bill Cosby. In fact, yeah, he did some parody Bill Cosby porn. You know how they say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like he played Cosby.
Yeah.
And so So I'd be at the porn store and I would see him on the cover of this parody porn Bill Cosby thing. And in my head, right, I'm like, oh, he's just doing comedy. Like he's doing an impression. Right?
In the porno? You think he was like a comedian in porn?
No, he's playing Bill Cosby in a porn where everyone else is fucking in the
oh,
porn.
Oh, you think he's not having
but he's
sex.
Not, you know what I mean, right, in right. it. He's a comic.
No, he's right? in it.
He's in it.
Yeah.
He's in it. And I remember going, he's pretty good.
He was good, huh?
Yeah, I remember going, oh, you know, because sometimes you dread it.
Yeah.
Even if I see like a comic in a movie or a TV show that I didn't think it was an actor and I get relieved, like, oh, they're pretty good. Like Nick Youssef, I was on a show called Animal Practice.
Mm-hmm.
And
with the monkey
and Nick Youssef got a part in it. I think I helped him with the audition or whatever.
Okay,
but I couldn't believe they hired him. Like I remember the cast director going, "Oh yeah, we hired that guy Nick."
What do you mean? Because he did a bad
job? I don't know.
Or?
I never knew him as an actor. I just knew him as a comic.
Right. Oh yeah.
So I remember being on set, right? And his scene was after one of the scenes I was in. So I go, I'll decide to stay, and I was behind the monitor, right? And as soon as he opened his mouth, I just left.
Why?
Because I'm like, oh, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, right. You were worried at first.
I was worried at first, but he knew what he was doing. And I was like, all right.
Did you think it was going to reflect badly on you?
No.
Because you didn't get him the role.
I did give – I'm going to name his name because he hates me. But I did get one guy. So there's one guy that asked me.
Please say his name.
I can't.
Please.
Because there's a war and he wants to murder me.
All right. Well, look at me right now. Say it and we'll bleep it out. Go. Okay.
You know him?
Yeah. What did you do? What did you do?
Why he's mad at me?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to get. I don't want to redo that.
All right. Well, go ahead. Well, then talk about him again.
Don't roll your eyes again. Oh, your 80s fucking.
That's my white privilege. Yeah. Mm. See you on the slopes, Chang.
Really good.
Thanks.
So I go, I was on Mad TV and I go, you know who'd be great for this part? So-and-so. I said to the casting director.
The guy, yeah.
And she goes, yeah, I don't know him. I go, I'll call him. He'll come in. And I go, I'll sit in the room with him. I was like, when he's auditioning, I'll just be in the room, mm-hmm. right? So I sit next to the casting director. And you have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sitting there. He comes in. As soon as he walks in, I went, in my mind, I'm like, uh-oh.
Why? Because of his vibe?
No, he was just devastating nervousness.
Oh, he was obviously.
Yeah. Like, he was like, his face was going. You know what I mean? He was so nervous, right? And I was just like, holy fuck, right?
Why were you in there?
Because he's my friend. I want to see him on Disney.
See, that's weird. The casting director should have made you leave.
I know. I shouldn't have been there.
No, that's not okay.
I regret it.
That's so uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah. I did that. Anyway, so I go, all right, well, I just wanted to get it over with.
All right.
So just go, right? And he picks up the script like this, right? The sides, right?
Always be off book, by the way.
Yeah. I always have it, but I have memorized.
Sure.
And he does this.
He's so nervous.
His thing is going like this.
Right, you can hear it.
Yeah. And or I mean, normally, like a casting director would be like, "Okay, thank you."
Right.
Or you want to go on and prepare or something.
Right. They would say, "Do you want to take a minute?"
I just went, keep going. Let's do it. Let's finish. Right. Let's finish it.
Just want to get
right?
rid of him.
And it just got worse and worse and worse, and he couldn't get a word out. Right. And we're up there for probably 45 minutes. Because I wanted to get something on tape.
Wait, so you kept trying?
We kept trying. Oh. And he's just sweating, you know what I mean?
Man.
And just shaking.
Can we call him?
No, he hates me. And then I called him, and then I told him, I think I go, I'm such a piece of shit. I go, you did pretty, we're going to go, I said, we're going to go with in a different direction. Right? But you almost got it, dude.
So mean,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
That's so
mean. He goes,
mean.
Really?
Yeah.
I go, yeah.
Yeah, it was you.
It's just that, because we know the other actress in it, and I just, I don't think the chemistry's right, but it's not you personally.
Yeah, it was just, no, you know what is the vibe? It was just,
yeah.
Didn't work this time.
BetterHelp! Woo! Oh, God, golly gee, mighty all me.
Hey, is something interfering with your happiness, Bob? Because there was.
Let me tell
today.
You something right now, man. The pandemic, oh, golly.
It's got me down.
It got me down. And
down.
You know what saved my life? BetterHelp.
Yeah. You start communicating in under 48 hours. It's great. It's not a crisis line.
It really has helped me. It saved my life. I love my therapist through there. You can start communicating under 48 hours, as you said.
It did.
And, but it's not a crisis line. I don't know if you know that.
I did say that.
It's not self-help either.
No, yeah,
you know,
it's not.
It's professional counseling done securely on the line.
It's a broad range of expertise. And all jokes aside, Bob and I both use this. We both highly recommend it. I think therapy is extremely important for everybody to use. We could all use some. Some of us, me, could use more than others. They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic
matches. They match you up with the right person.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a lot cheaper. I've gone to multiple different varying levels of therapy. It's significantly more affordable than the traditional version, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a little pricey,
too
baby.
Too pricey for my bum.
Yeah. They want to start. They want you to start living a happier life today. Bobo and I want you to be happy during a tough time. Visit their website. Read the testimonials from tons of people at betterhelp.com/reviews. But go to betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's help, H-E-L-P. Join the other 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
All right, give them the special offer. What is it? We're giving them
special
a chance.
Offer is to Bad Friends listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends.
That's right. For our Bad Friends listeners, 10% off first month, betterhelp.com/badfriends.
Liquid IV.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Seasons are changing.
Yeah.
The leaves are falling. And we all need to make adjustments in our lives.
You know what? I don't know about that. All I know is that I love Liquid IV.
Yeah, it's good.
Because I love the taste of it, right? I know I'm getting the electrolytes and all
right?
the things that I need.
Hydration.
I also like the sleeping one that they have.
The sleeping one is phenomenal.
It really helped me.
See, you like the sleep Liquid IV because it does get you calm down at night.
It sure does.
I like the immunity booster. I want
all the
Vita Vita Vegemins. The flu season is upon us, I guess, you guys. And make sure you have Liquid IV to help support your immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins, my friend. Their best-selling hydration multiplier now has three flavors.
Can I say the flavors?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Guava.
Yes.
Watermelon.
Yes.
And my favorite.
Apple pie.
I was going to say it.
Okay, say it.
Apple pie.
I know it's your favorite.
Yeah.
I do love it, too. It's actually really, really good. They come in these great little packs. It's convenient.
Oh, I love the packs.
Yeah, they're you can stick them in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you can do it on the go. They have 5 essential vitamins, vitamin C, and they have as much potassium as a banana.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good, man. This stuff is really good. If you never tried Liquid IV, you really should. Rudy likes it, don't you, Rude?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you bet she does. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart or in the beverage section. You can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com.
Also, Liquid IV is they're good people.
They are good people.
And they want to help the world. The company has donated over 6.7 million servings globally.
That's a ton. That's a lot. They're donating stuff to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active military. 3 million servings in total so far. Tell them the deal, Bob. What can they get?
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
Yep.
That's 25% off
anything
you order when you use the promo code
BADFRIENDS
at liquidiv.com.
Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code BADFRIENDS. I can't say this guy's name. Here we go. He's a friend. He listens to this show. He's a friend.
Yeah.
And he was auditioning for a movie that a friend of ours was making. And it was in one of those. You ever go into those audition rooms or those? It's like a commercial office, and it's a ton of rooms. It's like 7 rooms, and they're auditioning in like all of them, right? And most of the time, they're closed off and they're walled. Well, it was glass. It was like an office you could see right into it.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there. He does the audition and he kills. He's so fucking funny. He's a super funny dude.
Yeah.
And then he gets up and he's like, "All right, well, thank you." Like he was so confident. He was so stoked that he killed. He's like, "Thank you." And they were like, "Thank you." He's like, "Take it easy." And didn't turn and right into the glass in front of everybody. Smashes his face. And then he's like, up.
That would have got a laugh.
But it was like a, "Oh my God, are you okay?" Like it was loud.
Yeah, but I would have died. If I did that?
He laughed.
Okay, good.
No, but I mean, they were concerned he hit it so hard.
Right.
He's also a big guy. So it wasn't like boom. It was like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, he shook the fucking glass.
Yeah.
So they were like, "Oh, dude, are you okay?"
Yeah.
His face is a pure red from hitting the window. And you know what the worst part was? He didn't get in the movie.
He didn't get it?
No. It was just because it didn't work out, but he deserved to be in there. Yeah. He deserved to be in it. It's just they weren't gonna have the role.
Have you ever walked into like the lobby of an audition and thought, "Oh, I should just leave"?
I mean, almost every time I've done
it. No, but you see who's in the room?
Yeah, I'll give you one. I'm not gonna name the casting director because she's famous and I've gone for her like one time. And I'm talking like I'm going up against like actual famous people, like very famous people. I have literally no chance. Shia LaBeouf is there.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I there?
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I there?
I
see Shia LaBeouf outside smoking, reading lines in the patio area.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about, you know. And I have to go up a couple of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous seeing Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, is this place, though, in – let me just ask you this. Just a minute. Is it in Santa Monica area,
yes,
or is it in Echo Park?
No, Santa Monica.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That place is a nightmare.
So I have to go up the stairs.
That place is a nightmare.
It is. Yeah, and you can see through the stairs. You know stairs that have...
Oh, I hate that place!
And I'm walking up the stairs, and I see Shia LaBeouf, and I'm kind of staring at him smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
The door is opening. Someone's leaving. I trip on the top stair.
I'm not kidding.
I trip on the top stair.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, go back to your car. Yeah. I was like, just leave.
Yeah, just leave.
I was so... And they all saw me.
Yeah.
He looked up. He was smoking. Looked up like, "Oh, is that idiot redheaded guy okay?"
Yeah.
And everyone looked out.
Oh, my God.
And I sat there like just, I mean, you know what? Dripping with sweat because you're just, I'm so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Those feelings of I should have just gone. And you know what? I should have gone home.
Yeah.
Of course I didn't get it.
Yeah, of course.
Why was I there?
Yeah. You know, Wendy O'Brien?
I love Wendy O'Brien.
One of the best.
She's like.
In the business.
You know, she's put me in almost everything I've done.
She
put me in Davey.
Yeah, I've auditioned 50 things for her.
Yeah.
Not one thing have I been
She's
cast.
Told me that.
You know, not one thing.
She's told me that.
But she's the one person where I went, "I'm not going to get it."
Right.
I'm going to go in here. I'm going to kill it. And I'm not going to get it. But I will go because she's so nice.
Because she's one of those people that she'll bring you in
yeah.
because you deserve to be there.
Yeah.
But it's not her final call. The casting directors don't have the final call.
I understand that, but right. I'm not going to get it. I ask Kalila.
Yeah.
Every time I get one from her,
yeah.
we have, you have to drive what on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah.
Off what? Yeah.
Well, now she's on.
It's kind of industrial
yeah,
area.
It's in India. It's in an industrial park.
Right. So whenever I park there and I go, there are times where I've walked out of there and asked Kalila, I said, I think I got it.
From Wendy.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Never happened.
Let's give her a call.
No, don't call her.
I'm going to call her right now.
Please don't.
I like her so much.
Don't do it right now. It's late.
Hello?
Wendy.
Yeah,
Wendy, it's Santino, as you know. You're on my podcast, and Bobby wants to ask you something.
Uh-oh. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I was just watching Harold and Kumar's Christmas.
Oh my god!
Residuals
for me.
For you in your pocket.
We were just saying that you're like one of the best casting directors in LA, and that we just love coming to see you. That's all.
And what else did you say, Wendy? He needs to tell you something honestly.
What did I say?
He's a little upset that after all these years, he's. that he comes out to see you, and then he can't book with you.
Is that true? I have a picture of you with boobies. Dream Corp, you had a nice set of.
Oh yeah, I Dream Corp. I was in.
So
Dream
you
Corp.
Did book with her.
Yes, I did.
So you lied. You lied to our fans.
Well, can I just say this though?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, I didn't know that you were going to call Wendy.
I know. That's
right?
why I spun this
I'm
on
blushing.
You. Yeah, you
right?
are.
I'm partly kind of, because I love Wendy so much, I'm partly angry at you.
Good, good, good.
I'm like rageful almost,
I know.
Right?
Yep.
But also embarrassed.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so right now, I'm going to say thank you so much for Dream Corps. Wendy, I will read for you as many times as you want me to read. I love your fucking, I love you so much. You know I love you. And
Wendy, what he said was, we talked about you, and he said how much he really enjoyed you. And he was like, I love her. I'll read for her no matter what. Truthfully, that's what he said. He said, no matter what I go. And I said, she's my favorite. And I said, well, why don't we give her a call and you can tell her how you feel.
I love it. I literally was just like watching you. It was two nights ago. It came on. I'd never seen any of the Harold and Kumars before. But there you were. And I only stayed watching it because it was a scene with you in the office. And then
See?
Thank you.
And I was like, that's so good. You look so good in the scene.
You look so good.
And I thought, you're so good.
See?
You're Thank so you. Talented, buddy.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
And I got to tell you something. Yeah. Wendy is Wendy's going to be casting something huge, and she said they need Asians for it. So I think you might be in it. Wendy, I'll let you go. We love you. I love you very
love
much.
You, Wendy.
Okay.
She's the
Bye.
Best.
Bye, guys.
Number one. Take the jacket off. It's getting warm in here anyway. Honestly?
Honestly. No, let me finish.
She loves you.
Let me do it. No, honestly.
But tell the story.
Honestly. No, I'm not going to tell the story. Honestly, I want to say this.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay. Rudy, what's been going on with you lately?
I'm fine.
You're fine because you're acting a little bit weird. You've been coming here acting really weird.
Huh?
Yeah, your vibe is strange.
No, I'm doing good.
You're doing very good?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to catch up with you in a second. Hold on. Bob, you ready?
Yeah.
Say what you need to say.
I was ready. I was
Go
ready.
Ahead.
And I'm going to just be completely truthful with you.
Yeah. Rudy, remember that guy that you were said you were going to go on a date with?
Yeah.
What happened with that?
I ignored him.
Smart. Smart girl. All right, Bob, go ahead. Go ahead, Papa.
Honestly? Please don't do that again.
Talk to Rudy?
Yeah.
Why? She's my fave.
Because I was literally in a rage.
I know. I'm calming you down.
I was in a rage.
I know.
And that's not helping.
You're trying to be me this year? This year
you're
going to be me and I'm going to be you?
That wasn't helping. That was putting more fuel on the fire.
I got it.
And I almost snapped.
Relax.
But don't do that again.
Relax. So tell. Go ahead. Get it out.
But don't do that again.
Oh. As someone who's been doing comedy for
30
years,
do not do that again.
When you say don't, what am I supposed to do?
If you do it again?
In comedy this long, when you say don't.
If you do it again,
yeah.
I'm going to leave.
Yeah, okay. And then you'll have to come back.
And you can roll your eyes again.
Yeah,
white
privilege. Yeah.
All right? Okay. You piece of fucking garbage.
Say it.
Bro, you.
Dude, this is good. You're,
no, bro.
You're me this year, and I'm you this year.
Bro, what you, bro.
God,
you?
My stomach is bubbling so bad.
I don't give a fuck.
Because I have bubble guts today.
Yeah, yeah. Let me say something. You are on my last fucking nerve right now. It's fucking driving me crazy with your fucking attitude, man.
Yeah. All right? You know, I've dealt with your bullshit for a fucking year now.
What bullshit?
Everything you do.
I'm fucking pure and simple, dude. Good guy.
Okay.
I'm pure and simple a good guy.
What did happen today that you got in such a bad mood?
You don't even know. It doesn't matter. You know, when people wake up and it's just a fucking bad day.
Your life is great. What happened?
I know it is. So what happened? I just had a bad day.
Tell me what happened.
Right. But what I'm just saying is that I get in the car. I drive here. First of all, our food comes at 7:50, right? Because it's 2 hours late, right? It's cold because it's outside. You know what I mean? All my shit's soggy. Don't keep that face. Wipe that face off your face, man.
Keep that face right? up. Keep that face
so
on your Jules, face.
Jules, go down and get it. And it doesn't come up for another 20 minutes. And then so then it's now 7. She's rolled her eyes. 7:50. I'm like, if we don't get in the car right now, Andrew's going to be mad at me because we're
roll
fucking late.
Let me see you roll your eyes.
Oh, it's bad.
Do it. Try it.
Yeah, there we go. No, that was
that was good.
So we're late, right?
You're saying I'm going to be late.
We're going to be late. So I couldn't really even eat the food because I was worried of getting late.
What about ordering the food earlier?
We did. We ordered it at 6.
Your food didn't get there for an hour and 45 minutes.
Because it's from the other side of town. It was a big order.
Right.
Came back soggy. It wasn't good. And so then I get in the car. I come here. And I'm like, I was doing like, you know, just be mindful of Andrew and be nice. And
yeah.
And then I come in here. And the rage and it's still there, but then it's like you with your – it started with your eyes rolling back in the back of your head. That was like fucking, you know, nagging me.
Yeah, it was – yeah.
It was just like boop, boop.
Here's how good of a day you had. You woke up late in the day. You sat around and played video games, then you ordered food.
Never played video games one time.
Not today?
Nope.
Wow. That's why you're pissed off.
And that's not why.
Why are you mad then? What could have happened today?
Wait, you know, remember the time that you got all dizzy and you fucking hit your head on the thing? Remember that pussy move that you did? Ooh, I can't fuck. You know what I mean? Like, did I give you shit about that?
Yeah, you did.
I know, but my point is
that. No, that is the point.
I know, but the point is that we have weird days where we.
No, that wasn't a weird day.
We take a shit and we go, ooh, I'm dizzy. And we hit our head on the fucking thing.
So did you hit your head on
something? No, I'm just saying. We just had, you know, so today was
something
my dizzy
had to be
head.
The catalyst.
Today was my dizzy head day.
Yeah, but it had a catalyst. Something was a catalyst.
Nothing was the catalyst. Because
when you say I had a bad day.
We were watching I woke up and she was watching some, it wasn't Love Island, but it was some sort of MTV show where a bunch of fucking reality kids are in an island in Hawaii. No, just listen, right? And they're like. Trying to match up with each other.
Love Island.
It's not Love Island. It's American.
Oh.
It was that type of show. And then, you know, and I was watching it. I did watch 5 episodes of it.
Okay. Oh, that made you mad.
And I was just watching it, and I was just kind of going. I didn't know what – because it wasn't the first episode. It was like I saw it episode 4 on.
Right.
So I don't know who's with what, and I don't know why the show is on. I don't know why there's interest, mm-hmm. right? And I just see a bunch of young, good-looking people.
Yeah.
You mean I don't know if Johnny likes me, but I'm going to fuck his friend Billy. You know what I mean? And then Billy's just like, yeah, fuck fucking Savannah. But you know what, dude? It's like, I don't really like her, you know?
Right. Margo's my girl.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like all of this going on, and I'm watching just hours of it, right? And inside I'm like, I want to kill everyone on this island.
But you couldn't stop watching it.
I couldn't stop watching it. And then it was like... In my early 20s, I would never – you know who would be asked to be on that show?
In your –
as a comic? Theo Vaughn.
He was on Rhea.
I know we can't mention that. He hates it. He'll snap. We cannot bring that up.
Why? He's not here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One time he told me. He goes, yo, man.
Don't talk about it anymore?
Don't talk about that again.
Well, because you said it on a podcast with
him. No, I brought him up that way.
Oh, you brought him on stage.
On stage, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think you've told me the story. Yeah. He got pissed
from
off.
From Road Rules. Yeah, and he just didn't like it, right? So,
But, dude, everyone has a terrible thing in their past that they...
I know.
So what?
I know. You think most of the things I did on Mad TV, I'm embarrassed about.
Sometimes people used to bring me up to Punk'd.
Right.
Like last year. Yeah. I was like, what? It was a decade ago.
Club Still Brigo from Mad TV. It's like, I did that fucking 12, 15 years ago.
Do you think some kids don't know what that is? Do you think like...
I don't want them to know.
You really don't want, but you.
No,
were,
I don't. It's you know.
But see, it's something you should be proud of because you were good on it.
No, it's not that. I was on a show for 8 years. They're like a family to me.
Yeah.
And it was my first, you know, television experience. It was cool.
But right? You want to move forward.
But no, it's just, and also it's like I didn't. I never really. I couldn't like ride that wave. It wasn't a wave you could ride.
Yeah.
You know, some people get like you know a big thing and they can ride it into something else. I couldn't. I almost had to go back on the beach, get a new board, and then swim back out.
Yeah, but it's also because you're not – your priority was always like being funny and not – marketing is not – you don't do that thing.
I don't know how to do that.
No, it's
no. I'm just kind of just.
I'm not
me.
Great at it either. It's really
also,
hard
I'm just
to do.
Using. I you know, Bobby Lee is the, is my franchise. You know, selling this.
I mean, it's selling like hotcakes right
it's
now.
Selling. I'm just. This is what I'm selling. So my point is I was watching this fucking, a bunch of fucking
hot people,
black and Mexican,
ew!
And white. You know, what
oh,
mean?
White.
People,
okay.
You know what I mean? And they get to go do free. They do free fucks.
Right, they drink and they fuck and they party.
They get free fucks. And in my 20s, I had to pay for it, grovel.
Right.
Right? I was never invited to the party.
So this is just jealousy.
And I watched hours of it, and I think maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, I do agree with you. I think
you
it's because
and
it's
then
like
I
a –
order food and nobody listens to me. Go get the food and, you know, look at her face. Look at her face. You know what I mean? I get you a rug and I bring you a big dog.
Let everybody see your cool shirt, your Hunter shirt. Who gave you that?
Tito Bobby.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
That's a very interesting fact, actually.
Very interesting.
What did you say when he gave it to you?
I said, thank you. I really love it.
Did you give him a big hug?
A little hug.
No, yeah. No.
You don't like hugs from her,
no,
do you?
No, I do like hugs.
From
let
her?
Me, let me ask you this. Jules. When I sometimes I'll go hug, and what do you say?
No,
No,
because he chokes me.
Oh, what? That's that
I've
makes perfect sense.
Never choked you before in your life.
No, I think we're figuring something out here.
I've choked you.
Yeah.
When? His, when did his, I choke you?
Last week.
Last week.
I put my hands around your neck and I choked you.
You could choke from the side. You don't need
side.
To do. Yeah, it's
that's
a side
hug.
Choke.
Hug.
Choke. Look at the way you're doing it. Choke.
What? What?
That's a choke.
Yeah, but you. This is
stop,
not her
stop,
head.
Pause. Pause. Look at your.
Okay.
Look at your body figure. Choke.
Her head's here.
This
no.
is a choke form. This is
her
choke.
Head is right here.
Choke.
And I'm hugging her.
Choke.
You think her head is here?
Yeah, her little head right
no,
here.
No. Her head is. Her head's here. And I'm hug like this. Strong hug. I love you.
Choke.
Yeah.
So it hurts, is what she's saying
it
when you hug
hurt.
Her. Sometimes
it doesn't hurt.
She's a delicate
you should
little
see
girl.
What I do to her mom? I beat the shit out of her mom. I fart in her mom's face when she's sleeping. I don't give a fuck.
Why do you do that to her mom?
Fuck, honey. That's his mom, her mom.
I know.
Yeah. I have a video on my Instagram where she's sleeping on her mom, right, is sleeping on my couch in my hotel room, right?
Mm. Oh, and you fart on her.
I take out the hole.
That's so gross.
From the tap, right? And I fucking, you know, unload one on her.
You're so... That's
reverse style.
So mean.
Upstart! Oh! There's a lot of economic chatter right now about the state of the market.
Yeah?
Is it recovering? How long will it take? Have you seen the worst? If you're struggling to pay off high-interest credit card debt, you can't wait for those answers.
True.
You need to take action now with Upstart. They're actually something you can do today to fight off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart is the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score.
You are more than just a credit score. Upstart can reward you based on your job history in the form of a smarter rate. Skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 to $50,000. You can get two or three of Bobby's couches for that. You can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Makes it fast, simple to check your rate. It's just a soft pull. It won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept the rate and proceed with your application. Look, if the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the next business day. How many people have tried to use Upstart? How many people have used it?
Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals.
Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back using your money the right way with Upstart, you guys. Go ahead, Bob.
See why Upstart has 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and hurry to upstart.com/badfriends to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/badfriends.
Your loan amount will be determined based on your credit income and certain other information provided on your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. Go to upstart.com/badfriends.
ShipStation. Oh, Jolly Gee Gee.
Jolly gosh. Do you ship stuff online?
You know, it's like, you know, we without ShipStation, we wouldn't get any of our merchandise out.
Nobody would get any of
it. We love this company so much.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
They're the number one company in the world when it comes to stuff like
that. To online selling, they sure are. It's super easy to manage and ship all your orders from one simple place. It's faster, cheaper, and more efficient. Trust me, we love it. We use it. They are great. It's so easy. And they work with who? Who do they work with?
No matter what you're selling, Andrew.
Yeah.
Or Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, mm-hmm. ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface.
Yeah.
Making them really easy to manage from the device, even from your cell phone.
That's right. They work with all the major carriers. Who are they, Bob? Who do they work with?
They work with
USPS.
Yeah, let me read it. USPS, man. FedEx, UPS. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customers.
There's a good reason ShipStation, number one choice of online sellers, ship more in less time with some of the best rates available anywhere. Bob and I use it. We love it. You should if you're selling
anything.
There's
a good reason why ShipStation is number one choice of online sellers. Ship more in less time and some of the best rates available anywhere.
I couldn't agree more.
Get 2021 off to a great start by going to ShipStation.com.
Use the offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day free trial. 2 months free, no hassle, no stress, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click that microphone at the top of the page, type in BADFRIENDS. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code BADFRIENDS. ShipStation, make ship happen.
I fucking...
Mm-hmm.
I decide, because I'm a good guy, I decide, you know what? I'll take some of these fucking people. You know what I mean? These immigrantos. These immigrantos. I want to take them to the greatest place in the world. Where is that? Disneyland.
Texas.
Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you bring these, you know, immigrantos to Disneyland, right?
Right.
You buy the little...
Mickey Mouse ears.
So that, is that a mouse?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You put the ears?
Yeah.
Right, you give them the...
What's that? Flag,
the wand.
Oh, fishing wire.
It's like a,
the Mickey wand.
The wand.
Yeah.
Right. You give them, you know,
boobs.
No, you food.
Oh, you feed them. You feed it. You feed them. Yeah, you feed them.
You throw. Well, you throw it at them.
You're right. You don't give
it with your mouth. Catch it with your mouth. Right. Yeah. So then we're going and I go. Hey, so let's go on Space Mountain. No.
What?
Right.
The immigrantos didn't want to go on Space Mountain.
No, we don't do.
Yes, you do.
You do do.
You do do when I bring you.
Yeah.
You do
do. Then we go to another ride. No, scary. We don't do.
Tower of Terror didn't want to do it.
Oh, that one? So now that's called what? The Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah?
It's called Guardians of the Galaxy now. They made it scarier.
Then wait, Tower of Terror is gone?
Yeah.
One of my favorite rides.
They made it scary. It's now Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's scarier.
Really?
Yeah. It's so fucking scary.
Do people still die
in it? I go get in the night. No.
Wow.
They just sat on a bench and watched this ride.
What?
How rude is that?
Why?
I did most of the rides.
You did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Only Guardians of the Galaxy I didn't.
Why didn't you do it?
Yeah, what for?
I was really scared.
Oh, grow up. Really scared. What could happen? Disney's a major corporation. You think they're going to let you die or get hurt on that ride?
No, but I was
That's
so
right.
scared.
Just no one's take the die. Hit.
So I told them I go.
I do think people die once, at least once a year on those things. Yeah.
But the odds.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
But you know where I want to take them now? Next time they're in town?
Knott's Berry Farm. No.
Magic Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Six Flags. But they'll never go on any of that
no,
shit.
No, I said, no, you said you would.
I would.
Yeah. You know you won't.
No, those are way
those
scarier
are
than
so
Disneyland.
Scary.
Those are way bigger.
Those things, when you look at those things, you're like, can I do it? You know, where you're in line, you're like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
That's how scary they are.
No, they're freak.
And you don't even know how to get in. You got to put your ankles in a like little metal thing. And you
well, this
backwards.
Thing. Well, this thing. Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
When they lock you in.
But then also you start by flipping over sometimes.
Yeah, you're forward.
Yeah, they go. So we're starting.
I know, it's so freaky.
I love it.
We all got to go. Wait, don't make a face. What's that face?
What's that face?
I'm scared.
No, you got to go. Again, how many people die a year?
No, I'm afraid I'm going to pee on my pants.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, in your pants or on? She takes her pants off and just pees on them.
Approximately 4 deaths annually in the United States associated with roller coasters. Although traumatic injuries resulting in the deaths of roller coasters patrons tend to receive the
four
most media.
4 deaths. That's too much for my fucking blood, I think.
4. That's not that many people.
How many rides are there, though? 20?
This is only in the United States.
Oh, okay.
How many
deaths.
How many people a year die? How many people... die a year at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some. List of incidents reports. Oh, man, there's a whole list. There's a lot.
Like what?
Well, this is negligence, part of the guest, part of the park. Wow. Well, let's see. Recently, on July 6, 2019, a fight broke out at Mickey's Toontown. After reports that a woman had spit into a man's face, the four people and their families were escorted off the property and charges were considered. Like the Tower of Terror incident, it was filmed on camera phone, uploaded to YouTube. What happened to Tower of Terror?
It's
look at that. 2019 was the last time there was an altercation. Construction accident this year. 38-year-old construction worker was fatally injured when a steel plate fell on him while working in a trench. Oh, my God. They tried to perform CPR, but he died. Wow. That's so sad. That's a sad thing that happened to that guy. But again, you know, you lose some, you lose some, I guess. Parking structures? Look at how many parking lot structures.
In Mickey's Toontown, what could provoke?
The fight broke out?
Why would you?
Bro, you guys are skipping in line to Toontown, eh?
And then I would be like, hey, bro, my bad.
No, bro, not your bad, bro. We got to throw down, son.
No.
We've been here since 2:30.
Are you going to spit on me, bro?
Yeah, bro. Back up, son.
Yeah.
This has infectious diseases, too.
Yeah.
Between December 17th and 20th, visitors to the park were exposed to measles. Is that still around? And look where it's from.
Show her some of the rides at Magic Mountain.
Oh, yeah. You got to see some of the Magic Mountain rides. You got to go on these. Hot. Six Flags at the park, baby. Magic Mountain, Six Flags. It may be one of the best Six Flags ever. We had one in Chicago, in outside Chicago. It's called Great America.
Oh.
And they had the American Eagle was the wooden one.
Mm.
Our rides. Okay, look. Apocalypse, all wood, sent from the future. They still got Batman, which is crazy.
Yeah. The best one, I don't think they have anymore, Deja Vu. That was fun.
Well, it's not because it's in alphabetical order. Daffy's Adventure Tours and Dive Devil.
What's Dive Devil?
That's one of those where you take a leap and it swings through the,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Elmer's Weather Balloons.
Yeah, forget that one.
And what's
full
this
throttle.
Photo they use? Yeah, Full Throttle. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. This kind of shit is, look at that.
Look at that.
Bananas. You want to see what it looks like, Rudy?
This is what we're going to do.
We're going to do this. So as soon as Pandy's done, look at, there it is. This is us on Full Throttle. Oh, yeah, dude. And a lot of times people fall out right here.
People die.
I'm dying.
And they hit the rail.
They hit the rails.
And then the ground.
Right, they rail first.
Right.
And they break their neck. And usually they end up, they don't actually die right away. They take
these
a while.
These aren't as scary, though, when the loopy-loop ones.
No, I like the ones that are.
Yeah, I like the ones where you go straight from top all the way to the bottom.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good diversity.
Yeah.
That's the one where it goes straight up. See, I'm always afraid that these bars are going to break.
Snap?
Yeah, well, look, it's on just like a hinge. It's on a.
It looks like a lollipop.
Yeah.
You know, like lollipop material.
It's just like a hydraulic hinge. What if this thing just decides to just be like, fail, nip, 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 and opens up?
Yeah. Or you know how it doesn't, you know, like it locks?
Yeah, but
I'm always afraid it's going to unlock.
Well, you know how it locks?
But
there's still some space. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's still, it's still
little space.
By the way, speaking of which, have you seen the video that circulated again about DMX on the slingshot? Come on.
Who's DMX?
DMX, the rapper. What?
Oh yeah.
This guy on the slingshot. You've never seen this? This is maybe one of the funniest videos I've ever seen in my entire life.
Has it gone yet?
No, he's amping himself up. He's just getting excited to do it.
Why?
Just because he's nervous, so he has to yell. Look at how fast he's breathing. Look at his buddy.
Yeah.
These are grown men.
Keep going.
No, there's nothing happened. They slowly let them down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it when they pass out or they vomit on each other.
Oh, when people pass out is my favorite.
Yeah.
Ugh, think of how your face is on this sweaty thing. This is my biggest pet peeve with rides and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Even pre-Pandy, I hated touchy, gross, sweaty, blech people all up in the thing.
How rude would it be to just wipe it down?
I would absolutely
do that. After a guy leaves, what if he turns around and looks at you?
And I go, you look gross. It's not my fault. You look gross.
Yeah.
I would absolutely wipe off the... In fact... Do you think, I was talking to this, do you think people are going to start doing that now constantly?
Oh, I mean,
like when Pandy's over, do you think that's just going to be the norm?
Oh, I mean, when I was on the flight, you know what I mean? Everyone in first class was like, you know what I mean?
To Hawaii,
wiping everything down.
Yeah. That's what I did. That's what I do. You didn't wipe it down at all?
No. Thanks. I had two masks on.
Yeah, your mask is, yeah.
But... And I had another fucking shield.
Were you touching it, though?
What?
You what were
No,
you...
I you know, you mm-hmm. know how I do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I snuck on like this. I sat down, right?
Yeah.
I put the seatbelt on.
Right.
And I put more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's all. And you don't, it's not like you use anything anymore.
Well, I just figured, like, if some gets, COVID gets on my, first of all, you can't get it from surfaces, I heard.
You could if you touched it, it was fresh, and you put it to your mouth
yeah,
or face
like,
or
eyes. So who are so?
Here at Bad Friends, we're not licensed medical professionals. We are comics with barely a high school diploma. For medical information, go to the CDC website and, you know, don't fucking listen to us.
Chair?
Yeah, they have pictures of it. Look at the chair. COVID just hanging out, smoking.
No, but how long does COVID chill?
They don't really know. A couple hours on certain surfaces. Andres' wife is in the medical. Tell us, Andres.
3 days.
3 days.
All right. So if I, okay. So for instance, if there was COVID right here on this table, right?
We cleaned this before everyone came
I know.
In.
I understand that. But Andres?
Yes.
And I touched it, right?
Yeah.
After like an hour.
Yep.
And I put it in my eyeball.
Why are you touching your eye?
I put it in my eyeball, right? Mm-hmm. Could I get COVID?
Yes.
Did we clean this desk this morning?
We do.
Yeah.
We do every day.
Yeah. Can you get COVID from surfaces?
Yeah.
No, wait, COVID?
From surfaces.
I know. From surfaces.
Yeah, I'll do it. It may be possible that a person can get COVID-19 by touching a surface or object that has the virus on it, then touching their own mouth, nose, or possibly their eyes. But this is not thought to be the main way.
Yeah, it's not the main way.
But it doesn't matter. It's our way.
What? It's got to be the main way, babe.
No, it's not. That's like saying you can't get HIV from having non-butt sex.
No, it's like, you know...
Butt sex is probably the most common way, not the main way, but you could get it from
non... What's the main way?
Butt sex.
Right.
What's the non-main way?
Yeah.
Vaginal sex.
Transfusion.
No, there's other ways to get...
It's more like...
I think that was a good example, Andres.
No, I know. I think... Can you get HIV from spitting in somebody's mouth?
No.
But can you make out with somebody if you both have cuts inside your mouth?
Still won't spread that
Even
way.
Even your cuts inside the mouth?
Still won't spread that way.
What if I had a cut on my dick and you were giving me a blowjob?
Then the likelihood could be there, yes.
Okay, so there we go. So that's like what? Probably 0.1% gets it.
It's happened.
Way. Right.
It's happened. There was a
I'm
guy.
I'm willing to take the risk.
There was a guy that had a huge cut.
I'm willing
cut
to take the risk on that.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to.
If I have a cut on my dick and you have a cut in your fucking thing and I have HIV or you have HIV, I'm willing to take the risk.
Well, if you have HIV and you're going to give it to me, then you don't care at all.
Okay, but if you had HIV
right.
and you had a cut in your mouth
right.
and I had a cut on my dick,
right.
I would fucking risk it.
You would?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That seems silly
because
to me.
Because probably it's, what, 0.001% chance to get it?
But the one existed.
But then I'll be like, I'll go to fucking Magic Johnson's house.
He beat it.
I know.
Okay, well,
and
then
I'll
you
go,
got...
What, how, give me your shit.
Give me the fix.
Yeah.
Now, do you think he got it from a guy? That's real. Because his wife doesn't have it.
I think when we saw that Richard Pryor thing the other day,
mm-hmm.
I think more guys fuck in the ass than we don't that we're not privy to. Mm-hmm. A lot of men have had sexual relations
with men.
Done stuff with men. I believe, and I truly believe this, that you've done some stuff with men.
Okay.
And don't be embarrassed about
it. No, I mean, I haven't, but I mean—
Don't be embarrassed by it.
Okay.
Okay. You have, and don't be embarrassed.
What did I do?
I don't know your private life, but I'm just—I know your nature,
yeah.
And I know what kind of guy you are. You've had no, just being honest.
When did I do this?
I don't know when you.
No,
did
you
it.
Do.
In
so
college,
tell me when.
You probably happened in college. What college did you go to?
Arizona State.
Arizona State, right? Yeah. It's a big party town.
Big party school,
right? You probably went to a party.
Yeah, I'm there. I see.
And
it.
You got drunk.
Yeah.
Right, and you went, "Hey, John, just kidding. Shit. Give me a blowjob."
Yeah.
And John went, all right.
The,
or maybe
close,
John was
the
gay.
Closest I've ever come
yeah.
is being in the devil's threesome. Me and my friend and a girl.
Yeah, but what'd you do in the devil's?
The true story or the
what'd
comedy
you do
version?
The devils? What'd you do in the devil's?
Here's what's really sad.
What? Did you touch his penis?
No.
Did your penises touch penises?
No, not even close. Because she was dog style and I was hitting it from behind and then he was getting his knobs lobbed. And the worst part was he started talking.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out, and I had to, like, as fast as I could, I had to, he was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and I was
worst.
Like, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I was already weirded out about the whole thing.
Yeah. You know what Mike Burton did to me?
Who?
He's a comic named Mike Burton.
What did he do to you?
He gave me a thumbs up.
while you guys were hooking up with something?
Yeah, with a girl.
He did this? He gave you a thumbs up?
Yeah, he went like this. I was going down on her, right? And he was getting blown by her, right?
Man, you got the raw end of that deal.
Yeah, I was eating her out, and I look up, and he was looking at me the whole time, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, because once I looked up, he was already looking at
He's
me.
He's just staring down at you.
Which freaked me out. Yeah. I was just like, I was doing my business down here, man. You know what I mean? Don't look at my work.
You're diving, and he's
yeah,
just
I'm
chilling.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah. So I'm down, I look, and he's like this, and he looks at me, he goes, and I went, you know what I mean? I just
you
went,
kept going.
Yeah, and I kept going.
But see, that's very nice that you kept going.
Up.
No, my guy, my
Don't
buddy talked. My
Don't
buddy,
look at me.
My buddy talked, and I had to finish as fast as I could.
Yeah.
And this is probably mean. She probably took this the wrong way. Uh-huh. I got in the shower immediately.
Uh-huh.
They kept hooking up for the next, like, hour. I got in the shower and went back downstairs to the party.
Yeah.
That was the closest I've come to any kind of, like, male sexual encounter. I've never had one. I'll be genuine with you. I would tell you if I had something weird.
Brian, I've taken Brian Keith Etheridge and Aaron Cater.
BKE.
You know BK?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Aaron Cater.
And
Love
Aaron
Cater.
I've taken the breakfast with the girls afterwards.
Wait, what? Explain what you're saying.
I had a sexual thing with a bunch of girls and Aaron Cater and Brian Keith Etheridge.
All you guys together?
Yes.
Weird combo.
And then after, I know. And then afterwards, you know what I mean, I bought breakfast.
That's sweet.
That, no, but that's one of the, like, I wish I hadn't done that.
Was that a Cafe 101? Rest in peace,
no,
Cafe 101.
No, it was in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
But it's such a weird, awkward breakfast.
Yeah, of course. Why would
it's
you?
It's 5 in the morning. You just want to go to sleep. You want everyone out.
Yeah.
Because it's your hotel room.
Right.
Where you want everyone out, and you're just kind of eating this shitty omelet. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got, like, you have things in your mouth. You know yeah. what I mean? You have, like, chunks of other things in your mouth, right? You're completely just depleted of any kind of, like, fluids.
Right.
Right? And you're just – you feel gross about the whole experience. Also, you I don't – you know, at the time, I didn't know those two guys that well.
How did that even happen?
We weren't besties.
Right.
You know what I mean? I met them on open mic.
It was just a gig.
It was a gig, right? Yeah. And I'm just eating this fucking and just looking at them. And, you know, Brian Keith is one of the ugliest guys I've ever seen in my fucking entire
life. You said it, not me.
Is he handsome?
I don't remember.
He has no chin. Literally none.
Well, what if he hears this, Bob?
I've already talked about I've done. I did this story on Comedy Central already.
But did you call him ugly?
Yeah. He's one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my life.
Really? You think this guy's one of the ugliest people you've ever seen in your life?
It depends on what photo you see.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. He's not that ugly. He looks like another Rick Glassman. It is funny how many Rick Glassmans are. Is this him now? That's what he looks like now, huh? Wow.
That's not him.
Sure is. Sure is.
Oh, that's not him.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, dude. That's him today.
No, that's him right there.
This right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
Right there on the right.
Yeah.
Not on the left. This is him right here.
Yeah, that's him.
He's all right looking.
He's all right, I guess.
Rudy, what do you think about that guy? Is he handsome?
He looks creepy.
He looks creepy, she says.
Oh, he is creepy.
What?
He is very creepy.
What vibe? What? Why does he give you that vibe right away?
The mouth and the eyes.
The mouth. See, women can tell if guys are creepy by their mouth.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Let's show her a picture of somebody and see if she thinks they're creepy just by their mouth. Who's somebody we're friends with that we can show her and see if they're creepy, right? Just by their mouth. A comic she might not know.
Okay.
Give me somebody. Who's someone that she might not know that do they look creepy?
Like.
Yeah. Do you know who Anthony Jeselnik is?
No.
Great. Perfect.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. All right. Is this guy a creep or what?
No, go zoom in the mouth. No. Zoom in the mouth first.
That's as close as I'm going to get.
No, so she can look at the mouth and not the face, and then she can zoom out.
You know, that's very smart. Keep your eyes closed, woman.
Yeah.
All right. That's as close as we can get on this, dude.
You can't zoom into the mouth?
No. Like that. There, okay.
Okay, there we go. Do that.
All right. What do you think?
Yeah.
Creepy?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, interesting. And then that's what he looks like regular. How do you think?
Kinda.
Oh, still.
Wow.
All right. Close your eyes again.
He's cute as fuck.
No, I think he's really. Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Jim Jefferies. Do you know Jim Jefferies? She doesn't know who
that
is.
I don't know any of them.
No.
This mouth right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rudy. Creep or not a creep?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's Jim. Oh, is it bad now?
It's bad now. Is it bad now?
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Another great guy, great comic.
Great guy.
So you think all guys are creepy?
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Let's do one more.
Yeah, glad there's another one.
Let's do one more. I want to see if you... All right, Rude, what do you think? Is this guy creepy?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. By the way, what a photo, Bob.
Oh, my God.
Promo?
Yeah.
And they said, take another one, and you said, that one's the one.
Fuck you.
That one will do.
Yeah, fuck you. Let me see that photo. I've never seen that photo before.
This one?
Yeah.
What's going on? This is on a morning news show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's...
And you look like you're like dripping from Coke sweat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really sad what they're able to put up on the internet without your approval.
I know.
You don't have to say yes. You don't get to say yes to any of this.
Yeah, I have so many bad photos. Oh, terrible.
Like, why is that up there?
I don't know.
Look at this one. Kalila looks great.
She looks great on that.
She looks great. That's so funny.
Now, see that other Asian guy? His name is Bobby Lee, too, and he's trying to get... Yeah, he's trying to get into my fucking shit right
now.
No,
I know.
Yeah.
God, his eyes are so far apart.
I know.
Like a hammerhead shark. Like
this is not going anywhere, this podcast. No, we have to continue some other time.
No, we're going to do a little bit more time.
It's terrible. I can't do it. I'm just not – everything I'm saying is not good, and I'm just going, yeah, yeah, right.
You're fine.
No, it's not. It's not good.
I feel you. It's tough.
No, you don't. I'm not adding in information. For some reason, I'm just kind of like lost, and I don't know what to say. I don't know what to – every story I had to cut around because I've already said it 1,000 times. It's like – I've done so many podcasts. It's like you just, you know,
I know.
The years, it's like you just kind of get to a point where it's like, what else is there to say? I don't know what else to say.
We can live in the conversation of the moment and let it go where it is.
I know, but it's like, it's nice. Sometimes it's like, I don't know. And we went into Magic Mountain rides.
That was ridiculous. And it was really kind of fun.
And then like it's just drifting in and out of different things that don't really make any kind of sense to me. Of why anyone would give a fuck.
It's amazing to me that anybody gives a fuck in general, and they do.
You know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck?
They do. They like it.
This is your existential moment?
Yeah, you're really having a crisis right now. Do you do this on Belly?
No, because...
No, because as a guest...
Video games are there. He turns around and plays video games.
That's not it. On Belly, it's different because it's like we talk about... Belly's different because we talk about what's going on in the house. Also, we have a guest.
Yeah, no, the guest.
And then we also it's also I always tell like it's just different, you know. This one, the pressure is more. There's no pressure on that one because
right. This
one, you know, it's like you're so good that like you know, sometimes I just kind of go, I don't know what I'm doing.
You don't want to do it anymore?
No, I want to do it. Of course I want to do it.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? I just don't know what I'm doing right now.
Well, let's get to another point, and then all we have to do is cruise.
I need a little break or something. And I'll
smoke
back.
A cigarette.
And that'll help me.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me, sweet boy.
Why anyone cares?
Well, you're doing good. Why are you having this existential weird moment?
You don't know what anything means, really.
Let's talk about that.
I don't know what anything means. I don't know anything. That's another thing, is I realize I don't know anything.
That's fun.
I don't know anything.
Now we're going to
no, I really don't know. I don't know anything about anything. Hmm. I don't know how anything works. I don't know what I believe in. I don't know, you know, how long I have left. What am I doing with the time that I have? You know what I mean? What is this?
Genuinely, do you mean this?
Yeah. I have these moments of just like...
What would you rather be doing?
Even when I'm playing video games, I'm like, this isn't it.
What do you think you should be doing filling your time?
I don't know. That's the thing. There's got to be something...
You're having kind of like a midlife crisis.
More. No, I'm not. I think it has to do with like the pandemic because it's like I can't leave. So it's like, I can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do anything. I can't do anything that I want to do. I can't do stand-up. I can't do anything. So it's like my days are left of just watching old Star Trek Next Generation episodes to trying to watch other things that, you know what I mean, that people are saying, you should watch this. Mm-hmm. This is great on Netflix. It's trending number 3, you know what I mean? And you just kind of watch it. This morning when I watched that reality show was just on, I was just watching it going, this is the day. And this is going to end the same as it did last night. And then it's like, and then I realize, like, what's the point of it all? There's nothing to do.
Well,
and then I'm going to Hawaii, you know, at the end of the week or in a couple, I don't know when I go, you know, but it's like, why go? What's the point?
Because there's a job there.
Yeah, I know. But,
Let's talk. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Are you having this crisis moment because you feel like you're not being fulfilled?
It's not just fulfilled. It's what's the point of it all?
Well, let's go over the point.
There is no point. I hate this business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
get out.
And I'm done, I think.
You're done. In a week, you're going to Hawaii to film another episode of Magnum
PI. That's not the business, though.
That is literally the business.
Yeah, but when you show up there, it's like you realize they even go, people watch this? Like, it's not a thing like, you know, when I did Love.
Yeah.
And Judd Apatow's around, everyone's around,
mm-hmm.
and they take themselves seriously. That right there, to me, is the business. You know what I mean?
So you prefer when people are taking themselves seriously?
No, I want to be a part of that group. I want to be a part of, like, the cool group. I want to be a part of, like...
You are in the cool group.
I'm not. I'm in the, like, ghetto shit.
Here's the problem that I think you're mistaken. Yeah. Most people aren't in this fake group that you think people are in.
I want to be in it.
You're not in it. And
I want to
because
be.
It doesn't exist.
It does.
No, because you ask them and they'll even tell you, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You want to be in it too. And that's why you butt heads with them.
Butt heads with who?
You know who you're talking about.
Who? I know. Tell me who.
What's his name? Seth.
Seth?
The guy that was in The Disaster Artist. What's his name?
Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
How do I butt heads? What are you talking about?
You gave him shit about the lines and the thing, and then he...
No, I didn't give him shit about it. I publicly talked shit about not having any lines.
But you have to understand that there was tension between you two, you said.
No, the idea was like, I don't think they cared that I was bummed that I got taken out. So that made me sad. It was a bummer.
Didn't you approach him and then he was like, weird with you?
No, I didn't approach him about the lines, but the next time I saw him, it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Are you weird now with him?
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, but do you think there's weirdness? Do you think he likes you?
I don't think he cares about me. I don't think he gives a fuck that I exist.
That's what it is.
I think he probably...
And there are people that he doesn't care about.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
No, but I'm okay with that. I just think that he goes, that kid's nice, kind of funny, it didn't work out with us.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares. But here's my thing.
I got to be a part of a group, right, that's doing high-level shit that everyone wants to be a part of.
We make this show, and people fucking love this show.
I know, but I understand. No, that's great.
And so you want this to be highbrow and
I don't want it to be
Harvard Lampoon shit?
No, I don't want to say highbrow. No, but I want it like—
We're not smart enough. You and I are not that smart.
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing?
This is great.
What are we doing? We're dumb.
Yeah, it's great.
What are we doing here around? We gotta read something, man. We gotta learn about things.
We're speaking for the idiots.
Oh, God. That's it. That's what it is. We're dumb.
We're dumb. But we've always said we're dumb.
Oh.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't want to be smart because this is fun. I'm having a great fucking time. Being dumb with you is more fun than anything I've done.
And it's usually great. It's usually
easy
and fun.
You're in a weird headspace.
It's like, you know, there are snooty parts about me.
Yeah, but you've manufactured them.
No, I'm very snooty when it comes to like, you mean, I don't like these kind of films or these kind of
musical artists. Yeah, you've manufactured that.
Right?
You've made that up.
And I've always wanted to be a part of like the cool group. And it's like even since I was in fucking high school, I could never get in. I can never get in with the cool kids.
Here's the irony.
And I want to be in the cool kids now.
Name to me the cool kids. Because they were the dorks, for sure. Who you think are the cool kids were dorks.
I know.
So what are you even talking about? You don't want to be friends with them. Whoever you're talking about. They don't exist. I know you make up the idea that there's this group that you would join and hang out with, but it's not.
You know, I do these podcasts because... It was the last thing that I could do to survive.
At the beginning?
Yeah. It was it was like, it's either this or get a day job.
But now you do the podcast.
My point is that – so it's the podcasting stuff isn't, you know, I love doing it and saved me in a way, right? But it's like it wasn't, you know, why I came to L.A.
Why did you come to L.A.?
I honestly thought that I would be a movie star.
But that's not a real thought. What is
I know, but that's
mean?
One of my goals. That was my dream. Like, I'm going to be a movie star, and I'm going to do these. I'm going to do all this stuff.
So, but you are a working actor. Readjust your dream, then.
I know. I'm going to have to. But my point is that, and so every once in a while, and people think that I'm complaining or whining. I'm not whining. I'm just, you know, I'm just. It gets to a point where you're just kind of like, what the fuck am I doing? You know, and it has to do with the pandemic too. It's like, you know, here's another thing, and this is going to. A part of my thing is, you know, every once in a while I like to go buy clothes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, I have this weird obsession with, like, you know, I'll go to Self Edge and maybe I'll get a new, you know what I mean, Japanese raw denim. You know what I mean? I'll wear it out this year. I'll just wear it every day, right, and get the creases and make it right, right? Mm-hmm. And so I you look at my emails. I've ordered 10,000 things online.
And they haven't
None
come.
Of them come.
Yeah.
None of it's come. So I can't even do that. I'm just saying, every morning I wake up, right, and I go out to the balcony because from the balcony I can look down to see, like, packages.
Yeah.
And there's all these gigantic boxes filled with, like, ottomans and chairs that fucking Kalila gets.
Right.
Or lamp fixtures, right?
Right.
And I'm just looking for that little tiny jacket, you know, or, you know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? The underwear that I bought.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or the socks or whatever, right? And it's that they say it's delivering, track your, but I don't know how to do any of that.
Right.
Right. So I don't know how to track it. I don't know where it is. I mean, I have things. I bought a fucking, you know, that couch, Italian couch I have, right? A part of that deal, I bought these really cool light things, right? They're like light fixtures, right? And I remember a year ago when I bought the fucking Italian couch, I said, hey, you can throw in one of those fancy light fixtures? He's like, ah, no problem, buddy. You know, how many do you want? Mm-hmm. I go, four. Great, man. There's only four left anyway. And then, you know, we got the Italian couch, and I go, Kalila, where's the lamp fixtures? She goes, it's somewhere in Culver City and something. And I go, I guess I'll never get it.
You didn't get it.
You know what I mean?
This sounds
so
like
I don't have,
it's just
I,
you're
I
not
get
getting
anything.
Your you're not getting things during
the
pandemic.
I can't get anything. I can't get anything. So it's like
the frustration is obvious.
And I'm so sensitive, I guess, because of this pandemic and stuff.
I think that's a part of
it. I can't take any kind of
criticism. But that's okay.
Yeah,
because we're gonna get through it, and it's gonna be fine on the other end.
I'm just I'm just a jumbled of nerves.
You need a release.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, and you know they're so rude to me at the house. You know what I mean?
That I can feel.
Yeah, they're so rude to me at the house.
When
I go,
you say
who's your king, and she goes, "I want you're not my king."
Right.
Yep. I go, "Tell me how you're king." You know? Do I not say that? Who's the king? And you won't tell me you're the king unless I threaten you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is the king?
Cool.
Interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and she's not the king.
Can
but
I?
But it's not. You think that, like, when I was first of all, you know, I mean, I'm usually, you know, where I go.
It's okay.
No. You know where
it's
I
okay.
go.
I'm so sorry about my existential. I'm going through.
Look
something.
At me. Look at me. Don't be sorry.
Yeah.
It's a great. It's an honest moment that you're having.
Yeah, honestly, this whole podcast, I was just like, the whole time thinking, what am I doing here?
Sometimes your mind gets in those things.
Why? What are we saying?
Yeah, you're becoming like a nihilist.
You know, I'm not. I'm literally going, why would anyone want to listen to this too, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah. But they do.
And I appreciate
it. Yeah. And I'm appreciative. I love when they call in, and the guy with gigantism and the dwarves and all the people that, and the lady, and everyone calling in and going, you know what I mean? I mean, we love, you know what I mean? Keep going. And they buy the merch, you know, and they tag me in it, and they make little videos of me.
It's really sweet.
And I really appreciate it. And I go, but deep down I'm going, why do you like it? Hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm glad you do. I'm going to keep doing it because, you know, there's nothing else to do.
Do you like it?
I love doing it.
Yeah.
I like seeing you, and I like doing it.
Yeah.
There are times where I'm like, oh, that's a funny bit, or, you know what I mean? Oh, that we really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We went this way with it.
Yeah.
And that was fun, right? But today was not it.
No.
Today was just like, that's not it.
I'm glad we had, I mean, a lot of it was great.
Yeah.
Right, George?
Yeah. Short.
All right. Hey.
Thank you for being a bad friend.